From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado is ramping up efforts to try and prevent marijuana from being diverted to the black market. Governor John Hickenlooper signed two bipartisan bills into law today. 91.5 KRCC's Benza Berkland has more.
The goal is to crack down on large-scale non-commercial marijuana grows. State law had allowed medical marijuana patients to grow up to 99 plants if a physician agreed. Recreational users could also have other people grow their plants for them. Under the new law, people are limited to 12 plants per residence, unless a local government approves double that for a medical patient. Governor Hickenlooper praised the legislation.
We are no longer the Wild West. I don't think it's a good thing to have Colorado have the loosest set of laws around part of the regulatory framework around marijuana.
And another new law says only caregivers can grow plants for other people. It also sets up a $6 million grant program to reimburse police for enforcing and prosecuting people for growing and diverting marijuana to the black market. Rural areas will get priority for receiving those grants. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Drought and dry conditions have all but disappeared from southern Colorado and the rest of the state. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, Park and Teller counties, as well as some western Colorado areas, still have regions of abnormally dry conditions, which is the precursor to moderate drought. That's slightly up from last week at this time. Conditions are far better than they were 3 months ago, when nearly the entire eastern half of the state faced some dryness, including drought. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.